To the bottom.
So let's take that as a segue for Bobby. Bobby, why don't you tell us about Grey Goo?
Grey Goo is but a footnote in this. Jeremy's was quite uplifting. This will not be.
We're going in sinusoidal.
Yeah. Eschatology, the study of the end of the world, or as Oxford puts it, the department of theological science concerned with the four last things, death, judgment, heaven, and hell, is a bit of a hobby of mine. As an atheist, I've always been fascinated with how people of faith see the end of the world happening. Aw, crap. I said the A word. No, please, don't leave. Come back. I'm not here to cynically pick apart your system of belief with an upturned nose. In fact, you'll find it's quite the opposite. The thing is, I call myself an atheist, not because I had some crisis that resulted in spiritual rejection, or some epiphany where I saw through the lies. I think I'm simply missing that part of your psyche that lets you have faith in something, that lets you simply believe. And to be honest, I've always been a bit jealous. Aside from having times in my life when faith in some higher power would have given me focus and comfort, the main reason behind it is that death, but more importantly, the end of the world, is more than just a bit boring for atheists. With your way, with people with belief, people with faith, with your way, you get an epic confrontation. A final test of man's worth and will. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck dropping bodies from the sky. Dogs and cats living together. Clear manifestations of the sum of all that is good and evil, and the reason for all of this unveiled. There's such purpose there. But most Hindus believe that we're in the era of Kali Yuga, man at his most dishonest and degenerated, the last stage in a cycle that culminates in the universe pulling back in on itself, purifying our actions and extending our lifespans to start anew. Exciting times! All major monotheistic religions culminate in this amazing apex of man's existence, where some force finally triumphs. Someone actually wins. In our lifetime, people have constantly predicted the end of the world. A quick Wikipedia search puts the number at around 41 events in my 29 years. And yeah, we may laugh at most of them, because we're pretty sure they're wrong as soon as we hear them. But they know they're right. And they prepare themselves for the event by finding peace together with the faith that something greater is about to occur. And when tomorrow comes for them and they wake up, they just go on believing. That's a level of trust in something that I will never know, as crazy as it may seem. And what do I have? Well, we could blow ourselves to nuclear smithereens, create nanotechnology that erroneously eats our atmosphere, or any number of man-made apocalypses that just make us out to be a colossal jerk of an animal that got too big for its environment. Or, in about a million years, the hypergiant star 750 light-years from the sun may go supernova. 1.4 million years, the Gliese 710 will pass within 1.1 light-years of us, possibly colliding with the Oort cloud to shower some comets. 3 billion years, and we could collide with Andromeda. 5 billion years, and our sun goes red giant and swallows the Earth. All of these spectacular, yet commonplace events in our known universe. And all an immense amount of lifetimes from even mattering to us now. And in the end, after that, what were we? The product of a chance collision of elements floating in a protoplasmic goo that evolved to have such a higher brain function that we've ascribed a purpose to ourselves? Can all atheists agree that this is an answer that is an immense downer? And yet I simply cannot feel that there's more to it than that. I've always needed proof, needed to see in order to believe, in every facet of my life. Everything from what music I like to the validity of my deepest relationship has required thought, research, and proof. Most of the time, I hope my projected outcomes are correct, so that I can have the comfort of having just logic. But for this one thing, this one huge thing, I very much want to be wrong. And as morbid as it may sound, I want to see it happen. to see the end of the world, just to finally know the answer before it's over. Please, prove me wrong.
I agree that that stuff is tricky when you're an atheist, contemplating the end. In a much smaller sense, if you think about what it means to die when you don't believe in an afterlife, I literally can't comprehend it, because you are nothing. You don't exist. Like, you won't know that you don't exist.
All I know is that we're worm food, man. And yeah. That's all I know.
It's crazy. That's a trip. When, 13-year-old me figured that out, I didn't sleep that night, I don't think.
Wow. It took my grandma dying for me. And then just, seeing her body, not moving anymore. And then my head went, well, that's all she is.
Mm. Mm. In a way, it's comforting, but I partially think that because it's probably correct, but it also is very strange to think about. But that's why people are religious, right? Because they like that narrative that tells them there is something bigger.
Maybe. The thing is,
that's
good commentary.
A lot of these feelings spawn from the fact that one of my major relationships in my life, hi Carolyn, was a girl that I dated for most of high school, and she was very religious. And we used to talk about this all the time. And it was always this push and pull of how much you value your time on Earth and how much you value your time in whatever afterlife you believe in.
Hmm.
You guys talked about the afterlife, going into the afterlife?
Yeah. Because that's...
I mean, it's high school, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's high school. But, that's, that's their goal. They're here spending their time on Earth so that they can be well and then get invited into heaven and live in the glory of God and become closer to God's plan for them. Whereas me, I value so much my time here on Earth because I think that's all I have.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very complicated because what you were saying about, it's comforting for a lot of people of faith to have a narrative. It's also, I think the same can be said of the other side. I remember getting in a huge argument with my sister, actually, when I was somewhere between high school and college, about the existence of the human soul and the concept of the afterlife. And she is very much a scientist, very much believes what can be seen and proven. And as Alex knows, I don't believe in absolute truth. I don't think that that's real. And so she ended up screaming at me in the car. We were on a 12-hour road trip also. Iowa.
What do you mean by absolute truth?
I mean, I don't think that anything is actually true.
She's objective.
I don't.
Everything is objective.
I don't believe that natural science is any more valid than social science. I think that any concept of truth and knowledge is biased, basically.
Okay.
And so she was screaming at me you just believe that because it's comfortable for you, because it makes you feel okay. And I was screamed back at her, that's why you believe in science. Science makes you feel comfortable
and
okay.
That's pretty much exactly my point.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm built for mm-hmm. religious beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there were times in my life where I seriously wanted to be.
Yeah.
And just you were saying, that recognizing that you don't think there is an afterlife doesn't necessarily make you feel that good. I think a lot of people of faith struggle with what they're supposed to be doing with their lives if they believe in an afterlife, too. And I'm not, I'm not pushing. I'm just saying it's interesting to me because they think that the big questions, both sides have an incredibly difficult time, even when they know what they believe, reconciling that with, the way you feel is not great.
I would be very pleased if there's a third option. We die and we find out it's not God, but there is something. That's some third thing.
Spaghetti monster?
No, not even. See, even that's a deity. I'm thinking it's just something that we haven't considered.
Reincarnation, or is even that too?
Maybe reincarnation's kind of in that same boat of as a third option, but even something just way goofier than that. And then
that's awesome.
Dream
I've not seen any proof of that whatsoever.
No, I don't think.
And that's what I can't
yeah.
reconcile.
Yeah. I'd be very pleased if, like, I died and I woke up in an ice cube tray or something like that.
I don't think that would be that fun.
Like, the Men in Black's version of the universe where things are just, like, bent around.
Or, yeah, or whatever. And just, like, I'm like, oh, we were all wrong.
But that's, like, what I remember about my poli-sci class I took my freshman year of college is, like, when Socrates was condemned to die and, like, all of his scholars were all crying over him or whatever, and he's like, what are you guys crying about? I'm about to find the answer to what we've been wondering that I've been wondering about for my entire life, so...
That's my thing about the apocalypse is that I'd like to not have to die. I think being present at the end of the world, you know, like Patton Oswalt said, I want to die in the fucking apocalypse in the coolest way possible. Mm-hmm. I think that's really the only way to know before you die.
But, like, talk about a spoiler, you know?
Oh, shit, yeah.
There's a whole lot I'd like to say because this gets kind of at the heart of my beliefs, but I think I'll leave the closing remarks to Mr. Ed Kowalczyk of the band Live. Mm-hmm. Even scientists say everything is just light, not created, destroyed, but eternally bright. Mm-hmm. He, of course, has a PhD in nothing. But that is a cool song. So before I pass it to Julie, I want to point out that I just noticed, and this is fantastic, that everyone has a different method of reciting their stories. Allison's was off the cuff. Jeremy typed his out and printed it. Bobby's is on his netbook.
Yep.
And Julie has written hers in a journal.
It is a loose outline.
Julie has outlined hers in a journal.
And that's pretty much the way we run our company.
Yeah, yep. That's really cool. Of course, everything I'm saying is being fed to me via satellite. by Ed Kowalczyk.
That would make me
expand the sun.
Okay, sorry.
That'd be great. I want that to be true.
Yeah.